Okie doke, another morning show highlight reel for you. Let's do it. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast on this wacky Wednesday. I think it's mandatory to call it that in the morning radio world. August 26th, the date, it's Dave. John's forecast yesterday was wacky, that's for sure. That's where we started off this morning. We talked celebrity presidents. What states are Googling over quarantine? We called the Pumpkin Spice Hotline and heard Once Bitten, Twice Recorded in Song Stories today. In the fashion world, there's a new item called the Brokini. We spun the wheel of WoW and had a live song battle. Here's what it all sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
How about that storm yesterday? Oh, my God. Oh, brother.
Hard to bear.
The wind and the trees and the, and what?
I don't have a house anymore. It was like.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, God.
I mean, kept thinking to myself, I was like, did I imagine John's forecast this morning? Yeah. Was that a dream?
All afternoon, I thought, because I know he said it before in the studio, that's the worst thing to happen to him is when he says, and he's pounding it.
Right.
It's going to be nasty this afternoon. Batten down the hatches.
Right.
Perfect.
I should pound it more often. Actually, I pound it a lot more than people know.
Right?
But no, I mean, I'm watching the news last night at 6 o'clock, like, where the F is this storm? Right? And here's Adam Joseph going, it went to New England. It literally, the storm literally made a left.
So somebody got it.
Somebody got it, but it wasn't us.
Got
right?
it.
Right? But it literally made a left and went up to New England. And that was it. Right? I was just like, really? And then I'm thinking like, oh, well, it could happen tonight. Maybe it's still going to.
Nah.
I come outside this morning.
That was perfect.
Car's perfectly dry.
Yep.
Until I pull up here. Where now that we have a new sprinkler system.
Did you get hit again?
I got hit again.
You park in the one spot, the one sprinkler pops up in the morning.
Right. You know, and what's funny is the other day you told me about it. He says, oh, you get the car wash. And I get outside and the car looks perfectly fine. Every window is spotted, right? It's absolutely spotted. And I'm a glass hole when it comes to cleanliness of my car.
Yep.
Right? Like, I'll get out of the car when I come in the morning. If it's like a little straight, I'll clean my glass windows
before
I even come in.
Man.
Right? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of neurotic you're listening to.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja.
Yeah.
Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
I got to tell you, I'm a little bothered by the virtual conventions and, you know, and what time they're being broadcast. I mean, all my life, I always watched the conventions, both the Democrat and Republican, want to see what's going on, who's saying what.
Right.
And this time around, I haven't seen minute one of any of it.
Not even in
rerun, because by the time I get home, it's like, you know, I've read all the stories and, you know, it's like, what am I going to do? Watch something I already know?
And you forget where C-SPAN is in your guide.
Exactly.
1008?
But some site called YouGov.com polled more than 2,500 people and asked, seeing that they're stating that Donald Trump is a celebrity president, and actually he is.
Sure.
He was a celebrity long before he was president.
Right.
Unlike Reagan, who, he was a celebrity, but he was a governor for like 8-12 years.
He was a low-level actor.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't a household name.
Right. Didn't have his own show every week.
Right.
Well, anyway, they asked people, you know, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, who they would pick as the next celebrity, right, president. All right, well, who do you think the Republicans went with?
Kanye.
Gross.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong on that one.
I was going to say The Rock, but now you said what Republicans picked, I'm not positive.
You can go with Democrats then if you want.
The Rock.
Right.
And The Rock is beloved by everybody. Steve. That's a good guess, actually.
Right. Actually, The Rock was picked by Independents.
Okay.
All right. The Republicans picked Morgan Freeman.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay.
All right.
And the Democrats went with Samuel L. Jackson.
Wow.
If you've got a problem with Trump,
right,
Samuel L. Jackson is one hell of a stretch.
John DiBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
I don't know why this happens, but it happens on a regular basis. Someone comes up with an idea about, gee, what are people Googling in regards to a particular topic?
Right.
And during the quarantine, this one group, I don't think I even have a... who put this together, but someone put this together. The most interesting quarantine Googles, right, by state.
Cool.
What was Googled the most here in Pennsylvania, right? Why are my plants dying?
Well, that's odd.
Well, because it was March and you shouldn't have planted them that early. All right. Let's see. Delaware went with hammocks.
Just hammocks.
I mean, that makes sense.
New Jersey went with virtual interviews. Maryland went with smoothies. Right. Maine went with build a chicken coop.
Okay. I mean, right. It applies.
Right. South Carolina went with frosé.
Frosé. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, frozen rosé.
I like their style.
All right. Right. Florida, very typical for Florida. How to sleep at work.
Nice.
All right. We've got a lot of people who are probably doing that here. How do you dye your hair blonde at home was for Ohio. All right. in South Dakota, how to move to Canada. It ain't much different than where you're living. Right.
Drive north.
Right, yeah. Right. Montana, webcam.
All right.
And that's it. Right. Idaho, delete Facebook.
Well, Idaho's the one that's on the right path.
Right. California, cool Zoom backgrounds.
Okay.
That's all right. California.
But the one that I love the most is Missouri, because Missouri is being true to themselves. Those folks in Missouri, they know how to be Missourians.
All right.
Meth recipes. Meth recipes. Yeah, they're all over the internet.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
Cindy, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
And this has to do with Starbucks yesterday. And they launched, the pumpkin spice latte.
Yep.
Are you a pumpkin spice latte fan?
I am.
You are?
Sure. It's okay. Delicious.
I'm with you.
You,
what?
You like
it's delicious. Guys, there's a reason it's stuck around this long. Uh-huh. It's freaking delicious.
Yeah.
It's going to become a normal flavor, like ranch or barbecue at some point.
Everything is made pumpkin spice nowadays.
Yeah, because it's good.
But Starbucks went a step further yesterday. They set up their 1-833 Get Fall hotline. All right.
Okay.
So if you want your pumpkin spice, but it's just not fall yet, so you call this hotline.
If you're coming here to spice up your leaf life, then you have definitely come to the right place. Dial 1 to head out on a hayride. Dial 2 to practice your pumpkin mantras. Dial 3 to cozy up with your cup. Dial 4 to hear flannel on repeat.
To hear flannel on
that
repeat.
That man is not going to Starbucks. If you want your pumpkin spice, call this number. Not a chance.
More prone to going to Sunoco.
Everything in the world's all right now that everything's made with pumpkin spice.
Mother pumpkin, yeah.
Yeah. But we need a phone line for the rest of us, for those who are not addicted to the pumpkin spice. So seeing that nowadays that everything's got to be equal, if you get something, I got to be able to get something. So if you like your, pumpkin spice, I cannot like my pumpkin spice. If you get a fall hotline, I should have some sort of place that I could call.
Sure.
Right? This way I don't have to deal with pumpkin spice. And that's why we've set up this.
If you've come here because you bought into the hype over our mostly sugar and milk drinks, you're in the right place, gullible coffee zombie. Press 1 to hear people choking to death on our overpriced slop. Press 2 to hear pumpkin spice latte being piped into someone's rectum as an enema. Press 4 to hear the sound of second-degree burns on the roof of your mouth. Press 5 to download our barista ringtone.
What can I get started for you today?
And thanks for calling. Like I really mean it.
That's what we should have. It's a shame to you, Dave. You're such a girly boy.
I embrace it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. It's simple and safe with their new Fast Track. Check out online at mattblatt.com. Great White is the band that's really known for Once Bitten, Twice Shy, but it is far from a Great White song. When Ian Hunter, after he left Mott the Hoople, he disappeared for a while. And then 14 years later, he comes out, and then in 1975, he decides to put out a self-titled solo album, just as Ian Hunter, and on it is Once Bitten, Twice Shy, which didn't really get all that much promotion, right? It was just ignored. And then 14 years later, Great White covers it, and it becomes a huge hit. It becomes a pop hit, it becomes a rock hit. And Ian Hunter is sitting there going, wait a second, what happened to me?
Well, I mean, to me, it's confusing. I mean, I was on Columbia with that single, and I was on Chrysalis with that single, and neither of those labels saw fits. I really can't be a judge of what Great White do. I don't know them. I'm grateful they did it for obvious reasons, because it sold 3.5 million. Obviously, there's a part of me, I mean, I know we do it extremely well. I just wish it had been us instead of them.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
66 degrees outside right now. I'm still ticked. I mean, there's nothing I hate more than, you know, telling people, you got to be careful. All of the end of the world is coming. And then it takes a left and it goes to New England.
I will blame you when my pumpkin does not grow.
Right, right.
Because I didn't water the pumpkin plant yesterday.
That might be what's wrong with my pumpkins, because I don't think they're getting enough water. All right.
Because it's not raining and you think it's going to rain.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You're probably the wrong city in your weather.
Yeah, it's probably. Probably that's it. 66 degrees outside, sunny, and a high temperature of 88. Getting ready for the Wheel of Wow. That's coming up at 7:40. You still got time to get your songs into us to MGK. That's 645-645. But Cindy, if you're ready, it's one of those days. If you like Borat's bathing suit but wanted to show maybe about 8 or 10% less skin, right, or more skin, rather, then these two guys in Toronto have launched the bathing suit line you are looking for. They're called Brokinis.
I'm looking at this. I don't know what's happening.
You think I could pull it off?
Way back in the day.
Yeah.
Jumping in John's swimming pool.
Right. When you have the wrestling, was it singlet? Singlet? Is that what they call those things?
Wrestling singlets? Yes, that's what
right,
it was.
Right. Well, this is, if you can remember what Andre the Giant looked like in his, right, that one strap thing, that's what this is.
Yeah, like the Tarzan strap, kind of.
Yeah. We put it up on our Facebook page. If you're dying for one, you can get it at brokinis.com. By the way, the two you're looking at is the pineapple. That one has like little pineapple polka dots on it.
Yeah.
Right? And the other one has it's covered in small pink
lightning bolts?
No. They're pink and white flamingos. All right, and that's the Bromingo suit.
Have to look closer.
These are for guys who want their girl as dry as the sand that they're standing on. I'm out. Hard pass.
Okay. Yes, and in true Speedo fashion, they show off. They show off
everything.
Yeah, right.
And then like, some.
I don't
that's
know.
Not so bad.
Right. I have to tell you, if I saw someone on the beach, Jersey Shore. If I was in the Bahamas and some German showed up and then right, because the German, some big fat German's always in the smallest bathing suit you can find, right. But if I saw that in the Jersey, I would never go to the shore again.
I'd rather get sneezed on.
John DiBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
We're getting ready for the Wheel of Wow, but I have been approached by the programming department.
Okay.
To ask if they could borrow the Wheel of Wow.
For when?
They want to make Labor Day weekend a Wheel of Wow weekend.
Oh,
that's
I like it.
That's a lot of enunciation there, isn't it?
It is.
Wheel of Wow weekend, right? Yeah, and use the wheel and come up, you know, use Wheel of Wow type songs and
Cool. Do
it all weekend long. Do it for Labor Day weekend. So it's, 3.5 days of Wheel of Wow, you know, so and seeing that, you know, their other choice was songs beginning with the letter M. Yeah. Right,
I guess we'll allow it.
We'll allow it. This will be much better.
Only if Bill allows Brandy to get on the air.
Okay, yeah.
That's the one.
Right, we've been having a fight with Bill over the song Brandy.
Oh, I missed this.
He won't let us play it.
No, he won't.
He's not a fan.
Right. He has removed it from being anywhere in the building.
You have an ex-girlfriend named Brandy or something?
I don't know what it is.
He's just, Bill. He's not up on pop culture and how
it was played
constantly in Guardians of the Galaxy and movies
It's you know, misses
a second
it.
Life.
Misses it altogether. Right.
So. Well, if you want the wheel.
But he will call in and complain about us talking about him, about how inept he is.
Well, of course.
Listen, this is a guy that drives a purple motorcycle, okay?
Yeah, right. And that's not purple. Come on, be serious. It's turquoise.
Exactly.
Let's get to it. Yep, it is the Wheel of Wow back once again, and once again, two slots for listener picks up there. New on the wheel this week is the Vapors turning Japanese. Duran Duran is in there with Hungry Like the Wolf, Elvis Costello's Watching the Detectives, the Almonds with Statesboro Blues, the Van Morrison, Jackie Wilson Said, the Tubes, Talk to You Later, the another listener pick, Sugarloaf with Green Eyed Lady, Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat, Procol Harum, Conquistador, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind, and Mark Cohn, Walking in Memphis. All right. Should we have Dave spin the wheel this week?
No.
Steve's due.
Okay.
I don't want to jinx
it. I'll spin the other way this time.
All right, okay.
I'll spin towards Dave.
Okay. Cool. All right. Yeah, spin towards Dave.
Come to me.
Let's see where it go. Is there anything in particular you're looking for?
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Wolf. Okay.
Listener or bust?
Brandy. Oh, my God!
It missed by one again.
Watch the video.
Last week, as close as it could possibly get.
Last
week, we couldn't get past it. This week, in the opposite direction.
Wow.
And it's the same damn slot as last week also.
Because
we just filled in last week's slot with the Vapors and turning Japanese.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Quiet Riot and Come On Feel the Noise. As we're playing this, do you remember who originally did it?
Slade.
Slade. 73. Right. Someone texted
my favorite song when it came out.
What? You weren't born.
What?
In 73.
Sure I was.
Steve's reincarnated.
I'm old.
But someone texted in, Come On Feel the Noise makes me wonder, why don't you guys do a bit that compares originals to covers? I like that bit.
Sure.
I like that bit a lot.
Yeah.
We should give that a try.
Producer credit.
And just take both songs. Like we played Ian Hunter this morning and the original version of Once Bitten, Twice Shy, which I honestly believe the Great White version is better.
Yeah.
Right? It's definitely better. Right? But, you know, and so we could take two songs like that, put them together, let people decide which one is best.
Write it down.
All right, we will. Sunny and 68 degrees right now. Temperature's getting up to about 81. We'll have sunshine all day long. We got Jim Gaffigan tickets coming up at 8:35 for Bacon or Faking. If you want to be on the bright side, text it on into us at MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Battle of the Live Songs. We got into a discussion yesterday about our favorite live songs, and we said, gee, I wonder if we each picked one, who the audience would go with. So we all have come up with our selections, and we'll start out this morning with Steve.
Yep.
What are you going to go with?
The best live song out there is Rosalita by Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band.
Okay.
I mean, the song's great before it's live.
Mm-hmm.
Done live, it's even better. I think it is the epitome of Bruce and the E Street Band when they do Rosalita live. Mm-hmm.
Even more so than Born to Run.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
Absolutely.
It definitely turns the stadium into a party.
You can't play
you
a three-hour concert without playing 2.5 hours of Rosalita.
Wow.
It's extended.
Right.
It's a jam band.
Well, if you agree with Steve, and please wait until all of the songs released here. All right. Text 1 to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. Dave, what are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with 1985 when Queen did this little show called Live Aid.
Uh-huh.
You might have heard it. I'm going with my favorite from that little medley they did, Radio Gaga.
Uh-huh.
The whole show was only 21 minutes and everything blended into one another. This song's the only one where they actually stopped. You know, that legendary right. moment when Freddie gets to the front of the stage.
Right.
The
band,
yep, exactly. The back and forth, which was dubbed. I didn't realize this. The note heard round the world. This whole performance is just as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Freddie was so good, the Royal Mail put him on a commemorative stamp after this performance. Which
wow.
I think is pretty cute.
Okay.
Very British.
Well, if you agree with Dave, you want to text 2 to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. So, Rosalita, text 1. If you agree with Dave, text 2 for Radio Gaga. I'm going with the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore.
Okay.
Because when it comes to live albums, it is, you know, it's one of those live albums. There's nothing I hate more than a live album than when, like, the band hits the first note and, like, you know, 5,000 people start screaming, even though every note of the first note of every song that band plays starts in the
yeah,
same
yeah.
note.
Yep, yep.
Right, you know? So, like, oh, yeah, you identify it. What's great about the Allmans at live at the Fillmore is people actually wait for the songs to get going and wait for the songs to stop before the applause starts. So for a lot of people, they don't realize that Statesboro Blues is a live song. And the crowd is just perfect in this, and the playing is out of this world. It's the band at their best. So if you agree with me, text 3 to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. So once again, it's 1 for Rosalita, 2 for Radio Gaga, 3 for Statesboro Blues. Which one do you believe is the live song that we should be playing next here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK? Had a little brain fart there.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.